So do you have a problem with your web designer or web developer that when they talk to you, you don't understand half the stuff they're saying? We do tend to, as web designers, talk a lot of technobabble. You know, we talk about HTML, CSS, progressive enhancement, graceful degradation. We talk about, you know, WCAGs 2 and all these terms that to the majority of website owners are fairly meaningless, really. And it's a problem. It's a problem of communication. And really, it's not the way it should be. As web designers, we should be very communicative with you and we should explain in clear English what it is that you're going to get and what we're doing and why we're doing it. We often dress up stuff. I always think that web designers will often dress up stuff to make it sound more complicated so that they sound more intelligent and you're more likely to listen to us. Or, for example, that if we don't want to do something, if we just say, oh, well, we can't do that because of the XML compatibility problem, then you don't know whether we're making it up or whether we're telling the truth half the time. We need to speak in clearer English. But you can be a part of that too. Don't be afraid to turn around to your web designer and say, I don't know what that means. Explain it to me. I don't get that. You're the customer. You're paying these people to provide you with a service. So make sure that they talk in a language that you can understand, so you understand the underlying issues behind a website. For example, another common occurrence is when you see a design and they, you know, and you think, you say, well, I really don't like all the white space, you know, it's wasting space. And if the designer just comes back and says to you, no, it's really good, you need to keep it, right? Then you need to push a bit harder and not be afraid to say, well, why? Why is it good? Explain to me. And get them to explain about concepts like how white space draws the attention of users, and you know, and how users do scroll, and here's some research saying that they scroll, and push the designer to back up their design a little bit more and to explain in clear English what it is that they're doing and why they're doing it. If, however, you're getting emails and things like that through with terminology you don't understand, I would recommend checking out sitepoint.com/glossary, which has got a whole load of the terms that web designers throw around a lot, and they're explained in plain English that hopefully will be useful to you. So there you go. Don't put up with the techno babble anymore, but challenge your designers and developers to speak in plain English.